Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Wake up! Be alert! The world needs more alerts. All right? Get ready! For stuff is going to start happening and we need to be ready. It is time for us to be prepared. See, these are the lessons that we are being taught in today's Bible readings. And it's what we're going to be hearing throughout this season of Advent. We await the coming of Jesus and all of the ways that Jesus comes to us and to all creation. We await the celebration of his birth in Bethlehem at Christmas time. Boy, there have been folks who have been getting us ready for that about August or at least the end of October. But we're waiting for that, right? We await for Jesus coming again in glory. But we also need to wait for Jesus to come today and every day. As we look at the world around us and we see Jesus in the neighbors and the strangers, in the friends and the enemies that we are called to care for and to love. As we await the celebration of Jesus' birth, we light the Advent candles. We mark the Sundays leading until Christmas. We decorate. We sing. Some of us shop and wrap gifts. Some of us bake cookies or make other family favorite recipes. Others attempt to discover a way to celebrate or even just commemorate this time after tragedy and loss. But in all of this, we have the assistance of the church. We have the church year. We have all of our friends in the pews around us. We await that celebration of Jesus' birth with every nativity set, with every Christmas carol, with all of it. In the gospel today, Jesus is talking about the day of the Lord, that day that most of us think of as Jesus coming again. Now, there are a lot of people who spend a lot of time worrying and plotting and planning about what is going to be happening on that day and what it is that we need to do. For anyone who reads and follows Mr. Darby's dispensationalist reading of Scripture, they're trying to discover something that needs to be done so that they're not left behind during the rapture. Now, as far as I can see, as far as I've ever read in Scripture, the rapture isn't really part of the Bible, at least not in the way that they describe it. Often they're even using part of today's gospel reading to talk about it as one being taken and one being left behind. But in the Greek, the one who is taken, the word is the same used for when the Romans would take and imprison. They would take and torture. And so in the Scripture, being left behind is what we really want, because then we can still live. We can still help. We can still care for others. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is telling us not to worry about the day of the Lord. No one knows when it will come. No one can know. And then Jesus compares it to the flood. The people had no idea what was coming. They lived. They didn't learn. They didn't care for each other. And it just happened. Jesus is reminding us that life happens. And that we are encouraged to learn and to live and to care for each other, whether it's in the field or in the grain mill, whether it's in the classroom or the store, whether it's in your office or a factory. Life happens. And are we ready? As Lutherans, we take Jesus at his word, and we don't spend a lot of time talking about or worrying about the end of it all. We look around us, trying to be awake, trying to be alert, trying to be prepared like MacGyver. I hope that you remember MacGyver. And if you don't, they're reruns. You can watch them, I'm sure, right? But starting in 1985, I would watch all of the adventures of this friendly and resourceful man who was part spy, part scientist, part right guy in all of the wrong situations. Now, in 2016, they rebooted that TV show, and it was still entertaining and fun to watch. But what was always best about MacGyver is that he always seemed ready to do what was necessary. He was prepared. Now, he was not prepared as in he didn't always bring a whole pile of supplies with him. MacGyver was prepared by seeing what was around him, by knowing stuff. Sometimes he had to use his Swiss Army knife if necessary, but he was saving the day. He was prepared to find any way that he could help the people around him. So believe it or not, he could take chocolate bars and a few other things and stop a nuclear meltdown. He could take a 2-liter soda bottle, a garden hose, and a couple of other things, and all of a sudden make a breathing mask so you could survive. MacGyver was prepared. Like Jesus is encouraging us to be prepared. Now, you don't have to know how to stop a nuclear accident with chocolate, okay? But what we need to do is we need to be alert to the people around us and the needs that we can help with. Too often we look at the big picture of Jesus is coming again, and we miss the fact that Jesus is right here with us. In the least of these, my brothers and sisters, in the people sitting near you, in the person standing in line in front of you at the store or in the parking lot or at the office or work. Jesus wants us to wake up to the truth that we have God's love to aid us and to inspire us as we walk into each day looking for ways to bring God's kingdom to light for the people around us. Now, you may not always need a Swiss Army knife, but we do have tools available to us because what we have are the fruits of the Spirit. We are called to not waste our time in selfish pursuits, but rather to bear the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, self-control. As we walk into our lives, we are to be prepared to share that fruit. As we follow Jesus into the world, we are encouraged to make God's vision into our mission. Jesus is encouraging us not to worry about the end and rather spend our time lavishing God's love all around the world. That's what we can be alert to. All of the opportunities to care. That's what we need to be awake for. All of the chances to help other people. That's what we can be prepared for. All of the ways that the world needs God's love and all of the ways that we can help any day. It's true. We get to bring God's love to all sorts of people all of the time. Now in Advent, we wait. But today, we discover that even though we don't know when Jesus returned, the truth is that we can't know the day of the Lord and its coming. And so we get ready. Ready for what? We get ready to love and care, to help and feed and clothe, to heal and listen and laugh. Jesus has gone before us into the world so that we can see and discover him in the people around us who need God's love, so that we can come at any time to the things that are around us. You can come this coming Saturday and help to decorate the church. You can come on the 10th and help with the thrift shop efforts. You can come and help. You can bring kindness and light and love. You can grab a tag from the Christmas tree down in that Christ and Coffee Lounge and help an individual. There are all kinds of ways that we can walk from this place into the world and live God's love. And that is what Jesus is encouraging of all of us. That we be alert, that we be prepared, that we get ready and keep awake. Because the world needs all that we have. And God really wants to work with all of us. Amen.